Phew, what a weekend that was. Let's hope for a calmer week in the sea to sky. According to local meteorologist Jason Ross, a weak front will move across the BC coast today, spreading light to moderate precipitation, periods of snow near Squamish this morning, and flurries for northern sections of the sea to sky. Freezing levels will be near 400 meters, rising to near 800 meters this evening. Another strong Pacific frontal system will approach the BC coast on Tuesday night into Wednesday with an atmospheric river that will likely bring significant precipitation for sea-to-sky mountains, accompanied by strong winds, freezing levels rising to 1,500 to 2,000 meters. The timing and strength of this system remain uncertain. Stay tuned for more updates. We will see a high of 1 C today, and a low of 0 C overnight. Avalanche forecast. According to Avalog.co, the alpine rating is considerable, the treeline rating is considerable, and the below treeline rating is moderate. Known problems include wind slabs and storm slabs. Carefully assess terrain and avoid areas below ridgelines with deep pillows of freshly loaded snow. Stick to lower angle terrain and reduce exposure to overhead hazard throughout the day, reads the summary. What does a considerable risk mean? Considerable is the third of five levels on the avalanche danger scale. Under considerable danger, natural avalanches are possible and human-triggered ones are likely. Avalanche conditions are considered dangerous and careful snowpack evaluation, cautious route finding and conservative decision-making is essential, reads the Avalanche Canada definition, BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was Vancouver Harbour, which hit 10.4 C, according to Environment Canada data. It was also the hot spot in all of Canada. The high in Squamish yesterday was 7.5 C. The coldest spot in BC on December 15 was Dawson Creek, which was a chilly minus 28.5 C. Today's hot spot is slated to be the Bayanas Islands, in the Strait of Georgia, which could reach 7.6 C. The coldest spot in the province is slated to be Fort St. John, which could see a low of minus 30.2 C. Sunrise and sunset. Sunrise on December 16 is at 8.05 a.m. Sunset today will be at 4.13 p.m. Moon phase. It is a full moon tonight, folks. The moon's illumination is currently 97.94%. It is currently located in the constellation of Gemini, according to phasesmoon.com. Moonrise is at 5.21 p.m. Moonset is at 9.58 a.m. Tides. The next high tide today is at 7.23 a.m. Height, 4.99 meters, according to tide-forecast.com. The next low tide will be at 12.03 p.m. 3.79 meters, the final high tide will be at 4.33 p.m. 4.36 meters, seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, water temperature in Howe Sound today is 8 C. Based on historical data over a period of 10 years, the warmest water on this day in Howe Sound was recorded in 2018 and was 7.7 C, and the coldest was recorded in 2011 at 6.1 C. Seawater temperature in Howe Sound is expected to drop to 6.8 C in the next 10 days. December's average water temperature in Howe Sound is 7.2 C, the minimum temperature is 5.1 C. And the maximum is 8.9 C. Dollarama is open downtown. The new Dollarama is officially open downtown. Four clerks were awaiting shoppers December 12 when the doors opened. Our store at 1410 Winnipeg Street, Squamish provides customers with compelling value in a convenient location, including metropolitan areas and small to mid-sized cities, reads the new store's website. Products are sold in individual or multiple units at select fixed price points up to $5. The downtown location was previously a Dollar Tree, which closed earlier this year. It had opened in 2012. There is also a Dollarama at 40198 Glenalder Place. The company has 1,000 locations across the country. Events to note: there's always something going on in this town. Here's what caught our eye. Deck 17, it is D&D night at Arrowwood Games, 18 plus, located at 38157 2 Avenue, from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Join the guild, vanquish evil and forge epic bonds with new friends. This event requires tickets to be purchased in advance. Deck 19, there's a S2S entrepreneur meetup at Trickster's Hideout, located at 38005 Cleveland Avenue, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. The debut of Sea to Sky Sessions. Get ready for a full spectrum of bass music that represents the best of the sea to sky, reads the listing. Squamish business community gets together. Bring your ideas, your challenges, and let's get solving and networking, reads the listing. Deck 20, head to S2S Collective, Sea to Sky Sessions V1, at Trickster's Hideout. From there are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. Christmas Tree Safety IF, you put up a real Christmas tree. The BC Office of the Fire Commissioner and Squamish Fire Rescue offer the following tips to ensure you trim the tree safely this holiday season. Ensure it is 1 meter from any sources of heat. Check all light strings for signs of wear or damage, and always turn lights off before leaving the house or going to bed. Never use lit candles on a tree. Water it daily to ensure it does not dry out. Winter health and wellness tips. With winter upon us, Vancouver Coastal Health released the following tips and resources to keep locals as safe and healthy as possible this season. Preventing slips and falls. Beware of icy conditions as everyone is at risk. Walk safely by planning routes, choosing cleared pathways, opting for non-slip footwear, and considering the use of canes or walking aids. Seniors, remember many falls can be prevented. Stay active and adhere to health guidelines to maintain your strength. Learn more about fall prevention at Preventing Falls as You Age, HealthLink BC, ensuring road safety during winter conditions. Budget extra time for travel and be mindful of weather conditions. Remain vigilant to avoid driver fatigue. Equip your vehicle with winter tires and an emergency kit. Keeping up with vaccinations. Flu vaccines are recommended for everyone 6 months and older. COVID-19 vaccinations and booster doses are essential for maintaining immunity. Learn about vaccine recommendations via the province's Get Vaccinated system. Practicing good respiratory hygiene. Consider masks for indoor settings and shield coughs, sneezes using your elbow. Regularly clean your hands and avoid face touching. If feeling unwell, stay home and limit contact, especially with vulnerable individuals. Healthcare resources. Personalized care, your family doctor or nurse practitioner knows your health needs best. If you don't have one, register at healthlinkbc.ca. Pharmacy services. Visit seeyourpharmacist.ca for prescription refills and minor issues. BC pharmacists treat select minor issues like allergies, cold sores, acne, pink eye, and urinary tract infections. General health questions. Call 811 to speak with a nurse anytime. Mental health concerns. Visit vch.ca/mental health. Non-life-threatening health issues. Visit the clinic for same-day care. Vaccinations. Book flu or COVID-19 shots at getvaccinated.gov.bc.ca or 1-833-838-2323. Emergencies. Call 911 or go to the emergency department. Check wait times at edwaittimes.ca. District dump alert. Construction at the transfer station at the Squamish landfill began on deck 9. This will cause major delays for customers for 1 to 2 weeks, the district says. According to the Muni, impacts will include degree limited access. Only one car will be allowed at the transfer station at a time, with limited access to bins. Degree special items not accepted. Tires, accepted for free at OK Tire and Cal Tire. Large appliances, accepted at ASM Squamish, and small electronics and appliances, accepted at GFL Depot on Queensway. Degree invasive species disposal. The disposal of invasive species will not be accepted during this period. Normal operating hours will remain in effect, but we kindly ask the public to limit waste drop-offs during this time. Thank you for your patience and understanding, reads a social media post from the District of Squamish. Winter tires. Don't forget, since October 1st, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law. On BC roads and highways where winter tires are required, passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol or M+S on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 mm, 5/32, reads the 4-Road Safety at Worksite. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of 4 matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31st. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Driving issues to note. Parking on select streets in Squamish is now restricted to one side only until March 1, 2025. This ensures snow plows and emergency vehicles can safely navigate during winter conditions, says the district. Vehicles parking on the no parking side of the street may be ticketed and towed at any time to ensure community safety. The fine for impeding snow removal is $250. Affected streets: Hemlock Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive; Chestnut Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive; Fir Street, Pine Drive to Spruce Drive; 3rd Avenue, Pemberton Avenue to Winnipeg Street, no parking on east side; Pemberton Avenue to Vancouver Street, no parking on west side; 4th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on west side; 5th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on west side; 6th Avenue, entire street, no parking on west side; Eaglewind Boulevard, no perimeter parking near the roundabout at the end of Pemberton Avenue; Edgewater Drive, Government Road to Edgewater Crescent, no parking on east side; Edgewater Crescent, entire street, no parking on the outside perimeter of the crescent; No Name Road, entire street, no parking on east side; Brothers Place, entire street, no parking on south side; Britannia Avenue, McGee Street to Buckley Avenue, no parking on east side; Harris Road, Government Road to Cul-de-Sac, no parking on south side; Hope Road, Depot Road to Axon Road, no parking on east side; Diamond Road, Tantalus Road to Garibaldi Way, no parking on north side; Diamond Head Road, Garibaldi Way to Mamquam Road, no parking on west side; Glacier View Drive, entire street, no parking on the outside perimeter. To find out more, go to squamish.ca/winter-parking. Issues to note on the highway: no road work to note today. Gas prices: in Squamish, regular gas is going for 164.9 cents per liter at the Squamish Valley Gas Bar, located 9001 Valley Drive. In Whistler, fill up for 168.9 per liter at the Chevron, located at 8110 Crazy Canuck Drive. In Pemberton, you can fill up for 166.9 per liter at AC Gas, located at 7432 Prospect Street. According to GasBuddy, one of the least expensive places for gas today in BC is Fort St. John, where you can fill up for 141.9 per liter at the Centex, at 9605 100th Street. The cheapest you will pay for gas in Vancouver is 162.9 per liter at the Chevron at 1955 Powell Street.